I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home.
Whether you love them or hate them, there's no denying that the holidays are here, and I'm starting to see a lot of Christmas decoration, including beautiful wreaths hanging on the doorways around town. And some of those wreaths are being made just outside of Deer River, Minnesota by Jen's Wreaths. On a chilly November evening, I stopped by to learn about their business.
My name is Jenny McFadden from Jen's Wreaths in Deer River, Minnesota. Jen's Wreaths is kind of our family business. We started when we were first married as newlyweds and just started making a few wreaths, and it grew and grew and grew. It's just been a good family endeavor, and we have a lot of loyal employees that have come back year after year. And we make small wreaths, big wreaths, arch swags, crosses for cemeteries, all sorts of things out of balsam fir.
In fact, they have between 75 and 100 different styles and sizes available, the largest being a wreath about 5 feet across. And balsam is the one common denominator, which is evident the moment I walked into the shop. It was filled with the aroma of fresh-cut balsam boughs. And why balsam?
Balsam is unique to Minnesota, so there's a lot of parts of the country, such as like Florida, Texas, California, that they're not able to access like a good-smelling fragrant fir-like balsam. So these are real popular, you know, in places outside of Minnesota. We have a lot of local customers that do buy them, but the vast majority go outside of Minnesota. So places that don't grow fresh pine, cedar, balsam fir, all that. So they're in high demand outside of Minnesota.
But of course, balsam isn't the only component of Jen's Wreaths.
We also make mixed greens where we add some white pine and cedar and different things into them. And so it gives a little different texture to the wreath. We can glue things into the wreath. We glue like sometimes natural red dogwood that we pick locally here. Actually grows on the side of our driveway, so we use that. We also order in some things from floral wholesalers, rose hips and hypericum berries and so on, baby's breath. So we kind of go with what the customer asks for, and we're willing to customize to a certain extent. We have roughly about 10 people working for us this year. And so in past years, we've had up to 50 working, so it kind of just depends on the demand. We took a sabbatical last year, a whole year off from wreath making, because we adopted a couple special needs boys, and we just needed the family time. So we're kind of coming back this year trying to find our footing, but it's been going really good.
I asked Jenny how she got started making wreaths and how her business has changed over time.
You know, I did it as a kid, so just a couple years, not real, you know, seriously, just my family did it to make a few extra dollars. And when we were first married, we were kind of in that same position. We just bought this farm. We wanted to make a few extra dollars, so we thought, what can we do? So I made a few wreaths. I went door to door in Grand Rapids to sell them. And I was in college and found out, like, most people want to buy them for a fundraiser. So paying off a student loan wasn't real popular. After, you know, we tried the door to door, we sold some online. I built a website, and we started shipping. You know, we've built the business by just giving good customer service. So we treat people as humans when they call. We visit with them. We sometimes talk for half an hour. But we learn a lot. We learn about, you know, I just talked to a guy today about the wildfires out in California. And he lives out there, so he's very familiar with what's happening firsthand. So I find it fascinating visiting with folks and just kind of finding all that out. But, I mean, when we started out, it was friends, family, and kind of just that organic process of one person telling another. And then the web happened, and that really changed our business. If you think back to early 2000, cell phones were just coming out, especially in rural areas, and the internet took off. And so that really has changed how we do business and how we connect with people. One of the things that we've really found that customers want is they want fresh. They don't want wreaths that have been stored or warehoused for a long period of time. So the way we do things, we are able to give them a very fresh wreath that is made within a few days of shipping. And so typically we start making when the customers want. So early fundraisers in Minnesota, some of those kids want to deliver wreaths by the middle of November. So we'll start making, you know, probably the first week of November to get kind of in, get the ball rolling, and then we ship until about the middle of December. We have, you know, about a month of a season, maybe 6 weeks.
In that month to 6 weeks, they'll sometimes make as many as 9,000 wreaths, which comes to about 200 per day. It generally takes between 10 and 20 minutes to make a basic wreath, but can take much longer for more elaborate designs.
I think it just takes a lot of people to make it happen, and so it's a lot more than just Jen doing Jen's wreaths. It's Christy doing her job and Liz doing hers, and you know, even the people picking the boughs out in the woods, because it's hard work. I think the hardest aspect is just getting it all rolling. And it's kind of like starting a train up a hill, or just once it get the momentum gets going with the season and you get things fall into place, it goes really well. But it's long hours, and sometimes it's hard to celebrate like Thanksgiving, because that is our busiest weekend of the year as a family. So you have to give a little.
With being such a busy time of year for them and being surrounded by Christmas decorations all day at work, I had to ask if her house got elaborately decorated.
I honestly, we lean more towards, like, we've had plenty of decorations out in the shop. And so our son, Sam Jr., has really taken on, like, he loves to decorate. So the years the house is decorated, he does it. Okay. And he does 99% of it. And he does a great job, and it looks great. But it is, I mean, if you feel like, you know, you're trying to fill orders for, you know, grandmas and aunts and cousins and businesses, and you kind of just get done with it all about the middle of December, and you just need to take a deep breath. Yeah, if we get a wreath on the front door, it's good, but it sometimes not a lot more than that.
Despite the long hours and sacrifices, they find the experience of Jen's wreaths rewarding.
I think it's the people. And so it's the people we sell to. It's the people we get to work with. And I think it's a challenge. And I enjoy just having something that's a little hard to do and trying to find innovative ways to do it. And from when we started out to where we are today, I think we do it a lot more efficiently. We've innovated. We've made the process a lot simpler. And it's fun to kind of look back and see where it's come from.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.